الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى وأن سعيه سوف يرى وأن أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلمتان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن خفيفتان على النساء ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين recite durood sharif اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Dear respected brothers, elders, youngsters, sisters downstairs and listening on the receiver at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise once again for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ar-Rahman, who is Rahim, who is Maliki Yawmiddin, whom we worship only. And we seek guidance and steadfastness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. And we seek hidayah and the straight path. Last week, we covered the topic of blessings, ni'mah, rahmah. And towards the end of the talk, I mentioned a hadith which is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the hadith that I mentioned, I felt like I did not do it justice because it was rushed. I felt like the community didn't get to hear it properly. So I just wanted to go over the hadith. And for instance, last week as well, Khatm al-Bukhari Jalsas have been taking place all over the country and all over the world, not just here, but all over the world, where alims and alimiyas have been graduating, becoming scholars of deen of ilm, a moment of celebration for them. Alhamdulillah, as I mentioned as well, last week Nurul Islam had one, two, 3 weeks ago. And the point I mentioned last week is we had two very big scholars come to our masjid. And Sayyid Bhai was present and he told me not many people came, which is a very, very big shame and disappointment. You know, these are majalis, these are gatherings in which we are honoring firstly the students who have spent their last 6-7 years studying the deen, becoming scholars, becoming alims, alimiyas. They have been coming every day, sitting in front of an ustad, going home, doing homework, doing research, preparing for exams. Whenever we pass our GCSEs, whenever we pass our A-levels, our university, we get our graduation certificate, we hold big, big parties. Graduation parties, birthday parties, we have all these kinds of parties. And the whole family is invited, and there's food, and there's this, and there's that. But when it comes to ilm, when it comes to Islam, why is it so little? The masjid should be full. Full of the congregation, of the community, to honor these students who have graduated. So we had, walaikum as-salam. So alhamdulillah, Nurul Islam had its graduation a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned, alhamdulillah, we had two very big scholars who came. And all over the world, when Khatm al-Bukhari takes place, the last Bukhari, the last hadith in Bukhari Sharif is narrated for the students. Narrated by Abu Huraira, and there's a chain in which goes up to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنْ أَبُو حُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَلِمَتَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are some words, there are some words, some couplets, some verses, حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ, which is loved. The word حَبِيب is love, which is loved, إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we do something for someone we love, they appreciate it, don't they? When we do something for our wives, our parents, our children, they get really happy and they love it and they love us. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us in many, many different ways, through different kinds of ibadah, through salah, through zakah, through hajj, through sawm, through charity, through good akhlaq, through personality, looking after your parents, looking after your children, looking after your neighbors. In whichever good deed you do, it is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in one specific hadith, كَلِمَتَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ, there are some words in Arabic which is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى النِّسَانِ, they are very light on the tongue. Very light. Light means it's not hard to say. It's not like this, it's very hard to memorize or it's very hard to say on the tongue. It's very light and very easy to say. ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ, and on the wazan, on the mizan, which is the way, on the day of judgment, والوزن يوم إذن الحق فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون. All our deeds will be weighed. You know how in our kitchen we have a weighing machine? We weigh the grams, we weigh the flour, we weigh the ingredients. We have a weighing machine for our suitcases to take to the airport. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have a weighing machine. And what will it weigh? Our deeds. It will weigh our deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another, in the Quran, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Oh, you mankind, you read your own kitab. Read your own kitab. If you think, na'udhu billahi min zalik, that this doesn't happen in the world, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اقرأ كتابك. You yourself read your own kitab. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. So on the day of judgment, there will be a weighing scale, one with good deeds, one with bad deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the people where our wazan, where our weight will be more on the good side than the bad side. And as I mentioned last week, a beautiful dua in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yaseera. Oh Allah, make my hisab, make my kitab clear on the day of judgment. So ثقيلتان في الميزان, these couplets, these words which are beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh heavy on the good deeds. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Everybody recite it with me. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Very easy to remember. Very easy to remember. So this is the last hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And like I said, I felt like last week I didn't do this hadith justice. I mentioned it very quickly at the end, and I wanted to explain it to the congregation in detail. And in another hadith, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person comes up to Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "O Rasulullah, I have committed many, many sins. I have committed many, many sins. I am not a good person. Can you give me something to do in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me? Can you give me something to do, an amal, an act, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all my sins, will forgive all my bad sins?" So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he first said, "You go in jihad fi sabilillah." Go in jihad. So the person says, no, I can't go in jihad. I'm very coward. I can't do violence, I can't do battles. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Okay, you can't do jihad. There's another amal that you can do. Wake up for tahajjud every day. Wake up for tahajjud every day." The person says, no, I love my sleep, I can't wake up. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Okay, there's another amal that you can do. He goes, do fasting, do sawm, siyam." The person says, no, I can't fast, I love my food. How will I survive without, how will I survive the whole day? I can't do these amals. These amals are too hard for me. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Okay, then there's a verse that you can keep reciting all day, every day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you." What are those words? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. And as I mentioned last week, there are so many beautiful things in Islam, such small amals, such small du'as, that we think as human beings they are very, very little. But on the day of judgment, these small things will add up and they will weigh. And they will come towards the good side, the wazan will be on the good deeds. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful life, has given us a beautiful masjid. I have to end my talk today at 1:05 because we have a guest coming. So I'm wary of the time, and I had, like I said last week, I had a few topics that I wanted to discuss in 2 weeks. Maulana Yusuf is back next week, inshallah. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a safe journey back and returns him to our masjid. But I'm going to change my topic here and now because I feel like there's something else that's coming to my mind. I want to talk about myself, not in takabbur, not in pride, but my affiliation with Nurul Islam. Alhamdulillah, when I was 4 or 5 years old, I used to live around the corner. So this used to be my local masjid. It's not my local masjid now, but I come whenever Nurul Islam needs me. Alhamdulillah, I joined the maktab, and you know, I went through the whole madrasa process. Like these little kids sitting here, whether they come to Nurul Islam, they go to another masjid, they will remember this moment for the rest of their lives. Because the childhood is such an important part of deen. Mufti Taqi Usmani Madi Zilluhu, he says in one of his talks that the house can either be Jannah or the house can either be Jahannam. And then you're thinking, Ajib, how can a house be Jannah or how can a house be Jahannam? No, not actually Jannah or Jahannam. That is in the life hereafter. But the actions which take place, the amals which take place inside the house, will replicate a person, the internal and external actions, and how close they are to the deen. If a father, he prays 5 times salah, if a mother, she prays 5 times salah, then the child will replicate that. Anyways, I'm going off topic, so I don't want to go into that. So alhamdulillah, like I said, many of these children, whether they go to this masjid, they go to another masjid for maktab, they will always remember it for the rest of their lives. We always remember our ustads, our teachers, because they are the ones who taught us dua, surah al-fatiha, and all the small surahs in the 30th juz, surah yaseen, surah waqia, surah rahman. And then alhamdulillah, when I think I was 10 years old, I joined the hisq class at Nurul Islam. Alhamdulillah, at that time, it was next door in the old masjid. You know, we had a lot of activities and catering for the community, whether it was a young person, whether it was a middle-aged person, whether it was an elderly person. Alhamdulillah, you know, I completed my hijz in 4 years. And I graduated here at Nurul Islam, and I have been here ever since. I remember my first ever salah at Nurul Islam. It was a Friday, it was Isha Salah. And I remember it very clearly, and you don't forget these things. I remember I was in his class. His class used to run from 5 to 7:15. It was winter time. Isha used to be at 7:15, or 7 even. I think it was 7. And I remember in his class, we one day went to Maulana Yusuf to do some lessons of kitab, and Maulana asked, who's Hafiz in this room? So I raised my hand, and I remember Maulana saying to me, you will lead Isha tonight. That's all he said to me. He goes, you will lead Isha tonight. No preparation, no months in advance for preparation, nothing prepares you for it. And I remember I stood up, I was so nervous, very very nervous, as any imam is. It's not easy to stand on the musallah and lead a prayer, whether you are 15, whether you are 30, whether you are 65. It is not easy. As a person who stands on the musallah, it's not easy to lead salah. Anyways, I completed my hijz at 14. I led my first salah when I was 14, and I led my first tarawih when I was 14, and I have led tarawih. I'm now 30. Alhamdulillah, for the last 16 years. Alhamdulillah, may Allah preserve the Quran in my heart, make it a means of Jannah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all the people in this room, Hufaz, Make our children hufaz, and make them scholars of deen and ilm. So the affiliation I've had with Nurul Islam since I was young. Why? Two reasons. Firstly, it depends on the mother and the father. Is the father going to take you to the masjid? If he doesn't, then you have no affiliation to the masjid when you're a kid. If the father takes you to the masjid, you will have a link, a connection with the masjid. The masjid caters for you, the masjid caters for its needs, for its community, for its congregation. As I mentioned last week, we had the Khazni Bukhari here. It's catering for the congregation to learn some ilm, some deen. They're having people come into our masjid to spread their knowledge. It's not paid, you don't have to pay to sit here. You don't have to pay for Jummah. You don't have to pay for when scholars come to our masjid. So first is the parents, the mother and the father. So my advice to those fathers sitting in this room, it is the summer holidays. The kids are off for 6 weeks. We are into the second week, I believe, or the third week of summer holidays. If you haven't begun already, it matters that you are coming to the masjid. Of course it matters. But it also matters that your child also comes to the masjid. You won't be judged just based on your own actions. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with children, you have a responsibility, you have an amanah towards them. And you will be asked on the day of judgment about your kids. قُلْ وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. Every person here is a shepherd. The example of the shepherd is that he looks after his flock. He looks after the animals in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that person on that farm. In the same way, as parents, as fathers, as mothers, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you children, they are your responsibility. So as fathers sitting here, as mothers sitting downstairs, it is a responsibility to ensure that your son comes with you to salah. It's not acceptable for you to go for salah, but your son is sitting in his room without a valid excuse. If he's ill, or there's another reason he can't walk properly, or whichever reason that he can't make it to the masjid, that's a different category. But if a child is able to walk to the masjid, or go in the car, or whichever means of transport gets him to the masjid, it is your responsibility to take him. I come for asr sometimes. I came yesterday, I see 5-10 children in a community which has got thousands of children. Thousands. Where are they? And that is the biggest red flag in this day and age. Where are our children going? And some people will look at me and say, Imam Sahib is so negative. Never looks at the good things. There are good things, mashallah. But sometimes you have to talk about reality. You have to talk about reality. And these masjids are empty. This masjid is empty in 5 times salah. A row of 4 or 5 is not acceptable. It's not acceptable. With a community which has thousands of Muslims living in the surrounding, or let's say hundreds of Muslims living in the surrounding areas, you're saying only 100 people can come to the masjid? Only 100 people can come for Fajr? We'll exclude Zohar, Asr, Maghrib. If you are at work, it's different. Fajr and Isha, you are at home. When I come for Fajr on Saturday morning, 2 safs, maybe 3. How many safs? 20, maybe 30. You're saying only 60 people can come for Fajr, where there's hundreds of people, Muslims, living in the locality. These are things you will be questioned on the Day of Judgment. So as fathers sitting here, you need to take that responsibility upon your child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this beautiful masjid. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ بَنَى مَنْ بَنَى مَسْجِدًا لِلَّهِ مَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ مَسْجِد بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever contributes towards a masjid, towards building a masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them a palace in Jannah, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, we are sitting in this masjid. This masjid we have yearned for years. This masjid which has been under construction for many, many years. Alhamdulillah, we are now sitting in it. But the project is not complete. 5 times salah is not enough. 5 times salah is not enough. This masjid wants to do more. This masjid wants to do more. They're not doing it for profit. It's not a business. They're doing it to look after you, and they're doing it to look after your children. So when we pass away, when our fathers pass away, there's a legacy left behind. There is something left for the children to carry on the work of deen. There is something left behind for the children. I've got about 1 or 2 minutes left. So, do something for the children. Contribute towards the masjid. And the reason I mentioned my affiliation, my connection with Nurul Islam is that your child can also become like me, inshaAllah. I was just a kid when I came into this mosque. Alhamdulillah, 20, 25 years later, I'm now sitting in front of you. I'm able to lead salah. It's a proud moment, not just for me, not in takabbur, but it's a proud moment for me, for my parents, for my family. Your child can become an imam. You just have to nurture them and push them in the correct direction. And on that note, I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I feel like this is the best time for me to also make an announcement, because I don't know when I get to see a whole congregation together. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with a beautiful family. Allah has blessed me with a beautiful wife. And as we grow up as adults, we have to seek our own adventures. So I will be leaving, inshallah, make dua for my move. I will be moving out of London, so you may not see me as regularly as you normally do. And lots of you may have heard it already, but I just wanted to say it in the open and be honest with the brothers. I don't want to just disappear. Make dua for my move, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. And lots of people, they are already asking me about Ramadan 2027. Will I be here for Taraweeh? Allah knows best. Allah knows best. I can't answer that question. It is unlikely I will be here for the whole month of Ramadan. Inshallah, I will be here maybe a week or two. My parents are still here. They live locally. Make dua for them as well. May Allah grant them good health. Keep them alive for as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with their ruh. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you who have supported me in this adventure, who have supported me in my connection with Nurul Islam. Make dua for me. I'll take 30 more seconds. Your Imam, Mulana Yusuf, one in a thousand. One in a thousand. Keep that muhabbat. Love him, nurture him, respect him. Respect him. How many? I'm putting a rhetorical question out there, but how many Muslims, how many people of Northern Islam has invited Mawlana to his house just once for dinner or just for tea? He's been your imam for 30 years. He's probably been to about 10 or 20 people's houses, and he serves the whole community. He has done so much for Nurul Islam. There's not a single thing that as the congregation we can ever do to repay him. So respect him, look after him, make dua for you. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all of you, blesses the whole masjid, the workers, the caretakers, the management, the imams. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the upcoming years a means of ilm, nasiha, iman in this masjid filled with barakah and prosperity. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all of us tawfiq to act upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.